Bob Espeseth has a lot of connections and a lot of friends. On this morning, he's waiting at the front door of the house of one of those friends, Ed Gordon.
We know Ed's coming. So it's Christmas.
Ed is a World War II veteran. Bob was only a teenager at that time, but a few years later, he himself enlisted and fought in Korea. Both have lived full lives since then. Bob is a retired U of I professor, a former Forest Preserve commissioner, and a member of local conservation groups. Every morning, he gets together in downtown Champaign with Ed and other retired professionals at the Senior Center. Today, though, he has an appointment at Ed's place.
Here we are.
Gentlemen, thank you for being patient. Come right in. Hang your coats up there.
Bob's carrying a cassette tape recorder and a list of questions. We sit down in Ed's cozy living room, and the conversation begins.
Okay, we're interviewing today Ed Gordon. At his home. This is Monday, April 16th, 2007.
Ed Gordon is 87. He's giving Bob the firsthand story of his tour aboard a personnel carrier in the Pacific. It's a story he'd nearly forgotten himself, and he's glad that Bob is giving him the chance to recall.
I actually dug out all my orders, and I tried to refresh my memory on so many of the things that took place. You think of things that you're surprised really took place, and I accomplished things that I never thought I would ever have accomplished without the opportunity.
Bob Espeseth is working against the clock. He's part of a project to collect the memories of World War II veterans before those memories are lost to the world.
And we missed a lot of guys. Geez, when you stop and think, the guys that have died in the last 2-3 years from just our group that had some interesting histories in the military.
Bob's cassette tapes are joining dozens of other oral histories at the Early American Museum in Mahomet. Many of those tapes were made 13 years ago for the anniversary of D-Day, and WILL hopes to collect more of them through a grant connected to the Ken Burns series, The War. Museum curator Cheryl Kennedy says Bob's efforts are especially valuable because he can elicit the best responses.
Who better, I think, to do oral histories than another veteran? Because they can relate so much to, you know, what another person has gone through, and they've got the right questions to ask. And I think it spurs that conversation between them.
For decades, many vets chose to keep those memories to themselves. Perhaps the memories were too horrifying, or perhaps they didn't think their experiences were worth passing on to their spouses or kids. Bob Espeseth remembers getting to overhear war stories among the men who came back to his hometown in Wisconsin, often told in the woods with a keg of beer nearby.
These guys that would go out there and tell all these stories out around the campfire wouldn't say boo in town. You know, they just, a lot of them, like you say, didn't want to talk about it. But if they got in with a group of their buddies in an informal situation, man, and have a few beers, you know, loosen up, boy, they'd really go.
It's that common thread that helps people open up to Bob and other veterans who take down oral histories. But these days, many vets have decided to be more public about their World War II stories, and they're telling them to people like Jill Layton. She's a court reporter in Cumberland County, and her national organization encourages members to record oral histories.
I think it just puts a different perspective that it's real. You know, because you see the movies and it's just like that. It's a movie. It's a made-up movie. You forget that the movie's made because it really happened. And it puts a different perspective that this person was really there. It really happened to this person right here in front of you.
Layton has made 18 trips to the homes of veterans so far, and she's happy to make time in her schedule for more, even with the busy life of a mother.
All they have to do is call, and I'll pick up my machine and go.
And Bob Espeseth is ready to hear those stories, too, whether they're combat veterans, support people, or those in the factories back home. This fall, we'll hear those little stories inside the big picture of World War II, not just from the towns that Ken Burns explores in his documentary, but from here in East Central Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.